Chapter 3. Political Correctness Kills. The big problem this country has is being politically correct. Donald J. Trump. Ivanka Trump just puts it out there. My father's not politically correct. He says what he means and he means what he says, and I think that's the way the American people are. She's right. Polls consistently show that upwards of 80% of Americans believe that political correctness is a serious problem crippling the nation, though significantly only 35% of Democrats do. For liberals, political correctness has become one of the most important ways they advance their agenda. They simply dismiss their opponents as bigots. All too often, Republicans play along with this game and thus let Democrats dictate the terms of debate, which explains why Republican electoral victories don't often lead to conservative policy victories. But now, at last, the American people have a candidate for president who not only shares their concerns, but is determined to do something about them, regardless of what the liberal media, leftist politicians, or establishment Republicans say. The tyranny of political correctness. On college campuses today, freedom of speech and thought are practically endangered species. Left-wing colleges and universities have even set aside free speech zones, small, limited areas where conservatives can enjoy a sharply curtailed right to free speech. And what the left has done to our college campuses, it wants to do to America at large. It wants, through social pressure, but also through laws and court edicts, to rule conservative ideas out of bounds as impermissible thought and speech. We've seen some of these battles in the realm of fights over religious freedom and whether small business owners can publicly follow their Christian conscience. We've seen it through the action of leftist politicians and attorneys general who want to outlaw skepticism of global warming. It has gotten so bad that even some liberals find themselves protesting against it. Liberal commentator Kirsten Powers has condemned the left's illiberal intolerance and intimidation and written an entire book about it called The Silencing, How the Left is Killing Free Speech. Donald Trump is famously politically incorrect. He is not one to let his voice be stifled. He will not.